Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon is next. Good night.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And we do have some scattered thunderstorms that are going to be headed our way tonight and into the day tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline. And breaking overnight, at least seven aid workers were killed in Israeli airstrikes. What we know about the people who died while they were helping to feed people in Gaza.
Also, changes coming to RDU today. We'll explain the latest change adding to the growth at the airport over the past few years. We welcome you inside our WRL studio after that live look right there. Terminal 2 at RDU. We're going to focus on Terminal 1, and we'll tell you exactly why here coming up. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us as we help you kick off your Tuesday. We have some weather information we want to let you know about. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking our severe weather risk that starts late tonight.
Yes, so for today, it's going to be mainly to our west. We do have just a sliver of our western counties in that level one risk for today. But that risk is going to slide eastward as we get through the day for tomorrow. You can see what's happening along this line. A lot of tornado warnings. We have a tornado watch. We have severe thunderstorm warnings as the system moves eastward. For today, we're going to be in the vicinity of a stationary front that's just to our north, and that could produce some light showers later on this afternoon. But for the most part, we're going to be waiting until tomorrow to see the bulk of this. It'll be with us early tomorrow morning, though, as this whole thing starts to slide farther to the east. This is 8 p.m., and so we're fairly dry today, minus just a few sprinkles later on this evening. And then early tomorrow morning, we see showers and thunderstorms developing. There's 6 a.m., and we'll roll it through to lunchtime. And then once we get into the early part of the afternoon, most of that slides eastward and out of the viewing area, and then we'll start to see some colder air filtering in. This is what we'll end up seeing tomorrow. Our eastern counties in a level two, and then our central and western counties in a level one risk for severe storms. Right now, we take a live look at North Hills. It's a warm start again this morning. It is cloudy out there, 67 as our temperature, and our humidity is up. Our dew point's in the 60s right now. 55 in South Hill. Everybody else starting off in the 60s this morning, and then hour by hour, we're in the nearly 80 degrees already by lunchtime and in the mid 80s this afternoon. Tomorrow temperatures start to cool off and we'll see much cooler weather for the end of the week and the weekend. I'll show you the details coming up.
This morning, we're working to find out the name of the man who drowned while swimming in Falls Lake. Crews responded to the Holly Point boat ramp just before 6:30 last night. People there say a man was spending time with friends on the lake when he decided to jump in for a swim. He didn't come back up. Crews from several fire departments and other agencies searched the murky water using an underwater drone. They found the man's body just before 10 last night. They're working to notify his family before they release his name.
Sunnybrook Road in Raleigh is back open now this morning after a crash killed one person there. The road was closed until about 12:30 this morning near Bright Creek Falls Trail. This was the scene when the WRL breaking news tracker got there last night. Two vehicles were involved. Police say one person died, another has serious injuries, and a third person has minor injuries. We're working to learn what led up to that crash.
Breaking while you were sleeping, seven aid workers in Gaza are dead after an Israeli military strike while they were delivering food to people. This is video of two of the victims from just last week. Australia confirms one woman was from that country. They worked for World Central Kitchen, making meals for people in Gaza. Other victims include people from Poland, the UK, and Palestine, as well as a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen. World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres posted to X, saying he is heartbroken. He added the Israeli government needs to stop this indiscriminate killing. The White House says it is urging Israel to investigate what happened. Happening today, changes to RDU, where you're looking live right now. Breeze Airways will move out of Terminal 2 and begin operating out of Terminal 1. The move is a way to maximize gate space in both terminals. It comes as RDU has added four new airlines and 25 new destinations within the last year. Officials updated signs on the roads and in the parking deck to better direct travelers. The fees you pay when you hail a taxi in Raleigh may be going up. Today, City Council will consider whether it should bump the rates up for the first time since 2006. Right now, you pay a $1.95 pickup fee, $2 per mile, and 25 cents per minute of waiting time. City leaders are considering raising that to a $3 pickup fee, $3 per mile and 30 cents per minute of wait time. They will vote on the change at the meeting at 1 this afternoon.
We're just 4 days away from one of North Carolina's largest music festivals. And this morning at 11, we'll get an update on the plans for the Dreamville Festival. Crews are busy transforming Dix Park in Raleigh for that festival. Video from Sky 5 yesterday shows the construction that has started on those stages. The park will be completely closed to the public starting later this week. Today, festival organizers and the city of Raleigh are holding a news conference to talk about their preparations and what people going to that festival need to know. WRL will be there. The event is expected to draw tens of thousands of fans Saturday and Sunday, and tickets are still available. Today's an exciting day for baseball fans. The Durham Bulls home opener. The Bulls take the home field for the first time this season. They'll face the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us from Durham Bulls Athletic Park there. A lot of new things at the ballpark this season. Can't wait to see them roll them all out. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. The Deep app will be packed with people later today for the home opener. So this is actually a new field for this season that the team will be playing on. Tickets for tonight's game are selling fast. Check out this quick look at FanFest last week. The team has been practicing ahead of tonight's game against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. New food and beverage options will be available at the stadium. The focus aside of winning tonight's game will be creating an unforgettable fan experience.
We want to be a community gathering place. We welcome a lot of different people from all over the area here and outside the area as well that want to come here and check out the DBAP and see the Durham Bulls.
Tickets are still available. If you want more information about how to buy those, just head to our website, WRL.com. Doors open tonight at 5:30, and the first pitch will be at 6:45. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham. The UNC system may soon not have diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. That's according to a University of North Carolina Board of Trustees member. Jim Blaine made that comment during a recent board meeting. He says he expects the state or the Board of Governors to take further actions against DEI initiatives. It may be similar to Florida's ban on the use of state federal dollars for diversity programs or activities.
Likely that the Board of Governors or the state legislature will follow Florida's path as it relates to DEI this year. I actually think that's the right decision. I think what I've seen, in my opinion, is that DEI creates and exacerbates problems on this campus.
Blaine did not provide a timeline on when he thinks this will happen, but if it does, this would have far-reaching effects, including staffing positions.
Today, NC State fans will have a chance to meet the DJs. DJ Burns and DJ Horn will be at Applebee's at Triangle Town Center greeting fans. The company posted this Meet the DJs send-off on Facebook. Fans will have a chance to get a picture and an autograph and send them their best wishes before they head to Phoenix for the Final Four. Tonight's event is from 6 to 7.
WRL is your home for Wolfpack tournament coverage. For the men's Final Four matchup, NC State will play Purdue on Saturday at 6:09. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter will be in Phoenix and provide live coverage starting tomorrow.
And WRL's Brett Neese will have coverage beginning today from Cleveland to Ohio for the women's Final Four. We now know NC State will be playing South Carolina at 7 p.m. Friday night. So go ahead and set your schedules accordingly.
No one is waking up a billionaire after last night's Powerball drawing, but one North Carolinian is waking up a millionaire. Take a look at the winning numbers to see if it was you or if you won a smaller prize. Here are the numbers: 19, 24, 40, 42, 56. The Powerball is 23 and the Power Play is 2. Someone in our state matched all five white balls, landing them the $1 million prize. Maybe they matched the multiplier too. The jackpot now climbs to $1.09 billion for Wednesday night's drawing. You can watch that at 11 p.m. on WRL.
Coming up on 20 minutes before 5, and you may start to see pinwheel gardens like this popping up this month. We'll explain the significance of the decorations and the message of hope for which they stand.
Plus, your bracket may be busted, but this Raleigh 11-year-old is not. Hear how Ashton Gold made her picks to land her in the top 99.9 percentile. Wow.
Wow, was right. And you're taking a live look right now. Franklinton this morning. After the break, Elizabeth Gardner will tell us about the chances for rain tomorrow and the severe risk that comes with it.
If you need to do something to feel okay to drive, you're not okay to drive. Don't drive buzzed.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:43, we're about to change up our weather pattern. Western counties have just a small chance for a thunderstorm late today, and you can see that severe weather threat back to our west is much higher. We get into the day tomorrow, and that shifts into our area. So most of us are under a level one, and the eastern counties in a level two. That does give us a WRAL weather alert day. So tomorrow will be a WRAL weather alert day with that chance for some scattered storms. Lots of severe weather along this line as it heads our way, and I'm going to walk you through the timeline for when it gets here tomorrow coming up. Headed out the door this morning, it is warm. It is cloudy and walking the dog. It's a nice mild start in the 60s, and we are in for another warm afternoon with highs in the 80s.
Check out this video from Oklahoma here. Severe weather creating funnel clouds like this one northwest of Oklahoma City. It is one of several funnel clouds reported in that area last night, and at least one briefly touched down. There are no reports of any injuries out of these.
Former teammates and friends of NFL star Vontae Davis are sharing their condolences after his death. Authorities found Davis dead inside a home in Florida on Monday. They say they don't believe that there was anything criminal. Davis played for the Miami Dolphins, Indianapolis Colts, and Buffalo Bills during his 10-year career. He retired in 2018. This month, you may see pinwheel gardens like this popping up around the area. In observance of Child Abuse Prevention Month, different groups will plant these pinwheel gardens. The pinwheels stand as a visual reminder of the goal for all children to grow up happy, healthy, and ready to succeed. The North Carolina Health Department will plant pinwheels at the NC State Farmers Market this morning. That will be at 11:30 a.m.
A St. Augustine's alum is hoping her donation helps the university in its time of financial challenges. Franceschi Barner is a 1978 graduate of this HBCU, and she and her husband donated $10,000 as the university battles financial challenges. Last week, WRAL highlighted another pair of alums who donated that same amount. Barner says our reporting affirmed their decision to give back as well.
We're hoping that that money will double. We've been praying about it and hoping that others will just match it or even just give whatever they can. I mean, everybody's different, so we just hope that can help.
And the Barners hope donations to St. Aug will help students, staff, and university operations.
As preparations for the Dreamville Festival get underway, one organization is working to put safety first. This Must Be the Place has handed out more than 50,000 packets of naloxone at festivals across the country. Naloxone is used to rapidly reverse overdoses. Volunteers will teach people at the festival how to use the packets.
The festival where it's being used. This stuff is, the festival's just a place where we're able to get it in the hands of folks.
The organization This Must Be the Place will visit more than 20 festivals this year.
All right, one big Wolfpack fan's bracket is still very much alive. And get this, she's 11 years old. Ashton Gold is a big Wolfpack fan. She has NC State going all the way. But that's not all. The Abbotts Creek Elementary student is competing against 22.6 million people in the ESPN Bracket Challenge. The 11-year-old is ranked 109th right now out of all those people. That puts her in the 99.9th percentile. She told WRAL about her selection process.
How did you make your picks?
I watched them and I seen who can handle the pressure and who can at least get far and who's win more games.
Sounds easy enough, right? Ashton's dad originally made a bracket for her, but she wanted to make a different one all by herself. Dad's original bracket is currently in 11 millionth place.
I love her perspective, and she clearly has put some thought into
that.
Yes. Yeah, watches. I'm taking notes, Ashton. Wolfpack fans could not wait to get their hands on new NC State memorabilia after the team's big wins.
But then they just keep winning.
We came last night and spent the night, and we welcome the men and women's team back to, show our gratitude for their hard work, and it's created a ton of excitement for the Wolfpack fans. We've been waiting a long time.
If you're looking to buy your shirts in person, the Red and White Shop received its Final Four gear last night. WRL is celebrating the two big Wolfpack wins. If you drive by the WRL studios on Western Boulevard when the sun's not up, you'll see our tower lit up in red to celebrate the Wolfpack men's and women's teams going to the Final Four. The first time ever for NC State, happening for both teams in the same season. And they're the 11th school to ever send both the men's and women's teams to the Final Four in the same season. It's a big, big deal. And it's all glowing red right now. 4:48 now. We have other colors on our severe weather risk map. Elizabeth Gardner details what we're going to see rain-wise and storm-wise.
Today's going to be a fairly quiet day. I just wanted to start with this severe weather threat just to show you that we do have a level one risk just to our west. It does encompass just a sliver of our western counties. And then it's level two, and then it gets to level three and four. We'll take a look at that coming up in just a little while. But we're not likely to see much rain for it today. But again, just to our west, we have the potential for damaging wind. Tomorrow, we have a level one and two risk for severe storms. That makes tomorrow a WRL weather alert day. And the timing of this is likely to be pretty early in the day. We tend to see our summertime storms mainly in the afternoon and evening. But in the springtime, it's all about the timing of the front coming through. And in this case, it is likely that we'll end up seeing some of these storms early in the morning. All the activity from last night is really starting to die down, but we had a number of tornado warnings, tornado watches, severe thunderstorm warnings, all of it along this front. It will weaken somewhat as it comes across the mountains, but again, we still have that potential for some severe storms. Here's a look at Futurecast for us this morning. It is mostly cloudy. It is warm. It's a little breezy out there. Check in Futurecast at lunchtime. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today. During the evening, there could be an isolated shower. We're all excited about the Bulls home opener. And take a look. I mean, it looks like there could be one tiny sprinkle that pops up on the radar. But for the most part, we're going to be nice and dry until around midnight. And then we begin to see some scattered showers. It is likely to be a little wet during the morning commute. And as we get closer to the middle of the morning, we may see some scattered storms that start to pop up, and we'll have a better chance of some severe weather again along the I-95 corridor around early to mid-afternoon. Right now, we take a live look at North Hills, where it is cloudy. It is 67, and our dew point's way up at 60. It really feels like summer as you step out the door this morning. Our temperatures climb on up to almost 80 degrees by lunchtime, so it's going to be another very warm day, a little bit breezy. Our temperatures range from 55 in South Hill to 68 in Fayetteville and Southern Pines. Definitely seeing some of those warmer temperatures down south, and we're in the 80s again today. 86 Raleigh, 85 Durham, 86 in Fayetteville. But today's record high is 90, so we're not likely to see a record high for it today. This evening, it is still going to be warm at 6:30 when the Bulls take the field. Temperatures will still be in the low to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and warm, but it does look dry for the Bulls game. 68 is our normal high. Tomorrow, as the storms and the front move through, we're going to see temperatures falling into the 70s. And then 50s and 60s. I mean, talk about weather whiplash. This is pretty normal for us in the spring. Our normal low is 45. We're going to drop it back down Saturday and Sunday into the 30s. So big, big changes with our temperatures coming. Again, tomorrow's a WRL weather alert day. We're taking a look at the Dreamville Festival for the weekend. We look nice and dry, some beautiful sunshine, but it will be chilly with morning lows in the 30s and highs in the 50s and 60s.
Thanks, Elizabeth. So maybe folks are tempted to hop on a plane and see the NC State men or women compete in the Final Four. Well, coming up, we will break down how much that'll cost you to make that last minute trip.
And a man in the Bay Area of California was hanging onto a cliff for his life when a helicopter came to his aid. We have details from that amazing rescue next.
What's the difference with five on your side? That's coverage you can count on.
New video into our newsroom shows the moments a man was rescued from a cliff that he was clinging on to for life. It happened at the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in California. The man fell about 50 feet down from a trail. He was clinging to the side of a rock cliff above the ocean. A flight crew with the county sheriff's office found him using thermal imaging, and the man was rescued, was placed in some sort of rescue device before being lifted off the cliff to safety. No word on his condition.
If you want to see NC State men's or women's basketball play in the Final Four, get ready to buck up. WREL's Five on Your Side is taking a look at the cost. A nonstop flight from RDU to Phoenix, where the men are playing. That'll be more than $1,400. Round-trip ticket from RDU to Cleveland for the women's Final Four, that's about $500. Two-night stay at a hotel, Holiday Inn Express in Phoenix, cost you more than $1,000. In Cleveland, two nights at the Fairfield Inn, more than $800.
There will soon be six new fire trucks responding to emergencies in Moore County. The goal is to replace the current trucks that date back to the 1990s and 2000s. County leaders approved the purchase requests from all six departments. Among the most expensive approvals was Southern Pines. It will replace a 2006 ladder for $1.6 million and a new engine truck for more than $960,000.
This morning, Wake County bus drivers will compete in a school bus rodeo. County bus drivers will compete at the state fairgrounds to see who has the best and safest driving skills. This is video from a past year's rodeo. The drivers will be asked to navigate a number of challenges. They have to parallel park, cross railroad tracks. The winner at the Wake County level will advance to a regional competition.
Coming up, we're following that breaking news overnight as seven aid workers in Gaza were killed in airstrikes. What we know about the people who died and the countries they're from.
Plus, give you this live look right now at RDU this morning. There are changes taking place today. What we know about the move of Breeze Airways to Terminal 1 and what it says about the growth at the airport.
And still no big Powerball winner after last night's drawing. But someone in North Carolina did win $1 million. How high the jackpot climbs now, coming up at 5.